to the Party at My Place here on the Michigan Business Network. Always and always and always good things happening in Michigan, and some of us are able to celebrate 50 years of Party at My Place and lots of Michigan fun. So with me today is one of our favorite guests with, well, she's not quite the antique, but she does have the Michigan Antique Festival. So Lori Oberlin, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Susie, for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. But tell me now, you've got a big 5-0.
We do. We've had 5 festivals this summer, but Midland will be celebrating our 50th anniversary in Midland this year. So it is a lot going on, and you know, the show has been really a jewel in the city of Midland, and the people there appreciate having us there. So changes the whole makeup of the town when the festival comes in town.
You know, and I can tell you from experience, you can't get down the highways, you can't get in the driveways, you can't get into the hotels, the restaurants are packed. My goodness, they must love you over and over again. Talk about economic impact. You've got it. And then you bring in all the arts and the antiques. I mean, that those two go together. That's really special.
And our big car show. I mean, it's that part of it for me is just, you know, these hundreds and hundreds of beautiful classic cars rolling in, because they get the best preferred parking when they arrive. So they're part of the show, and that part's really a lot of fun.
So what do
the
I have?
Boy Scouts are parking all the cars, too, and all kinds of community groups are helping out with the show.
That's right. Now, we're talking about a little bit about the Giving Arm, because you talked about it, the charities that you really give money to that help support these charities. They look forward to you. You're the kind of their bread and butter.
I appreciate all of them, because they, you know, when you put a festival on in a community, you want that impact to really trickle down to everybody and help out. Now, our first show this season is in Davisburg, and that's May 5th and 6th. And we're using veterans are helping with parking. We have VFW groups that are coming in. Boy Scouts Fire Department is giving their time, their days off to help at the show. And then that money goes to Ride for Autism. You know, there's lots of organizations that the 4-H, Oakland County 4-H is winning on this. And, you know, we're pleased in different churches. That's what it's all about. You know, we want it to touch everybody and make the festival great. And Davisburg, that's in its baby stage right now. It's only 4 years old. We were so busy in Midland, and I live in Oakland County. It was time to move a festival down to our area, and the perfect place was the Springfield Oaks County Park in Davisburg. And we have a big historic barn, which is from 1856, and it's filled with antique dealers, and then we use beautiful grounds, just, you know, lots of dealers are set up all outside, so it's beautiful.
It's almost something that you just have to experience that, because no matter how many times we come back around, there's always something new and always so much more that I want to bring home with me that I keep thinking, uh-oh, you've got some of those at home, you've packed away. I know, the treasure hunt, yes. And I'm waiting, if I bring my old minivan, can I put that in one of those honored spots with that car show? You know, mine's a party van, so what can I say?
You will always have an honored spot at the show. Sue, you've done so much for festivals in the state. You've been unbelievable what you've done for the state and in different events throughout the state.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Lori. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay. But now, actually, I'm going to tell a little bit of a secret, because you at one point were the president of the foundation. So again, another volunteer piece, but what you have done for the community and these groups, and I've seen this, your arms are just out there wide open to help people. And we love you for that, Lori, and your family and all of those that the volunteers that you have brought so close, kind of its own family of helping each other and making these events so successful. But look what that does for those dealers. My goodness, their economic impact.
We have dealers that are coming in from New York and Florida and California. I even have a dealer from Hawaii. So
that's right.
They're coming from all over. And then not only dealers, but then people are visiting from all over those areas to come and visit, to, you know, shop and spend money in hotels and restaurants. And so, it's a good thing.
Sure.
Festivals are a must in Michigan, really. You've been a big part of that, Sue. So we thank you again. And we've got to keep these festivals growing strong.
Well, thank you for all of that, Lori. So tell me a little bit, the total attendance, at least one of them, where are you at with that?
Oh, golly. Midland, we could be 50,000 in a weekend.
Sure.
And, you know, that we have 5, so you put that over, that, you know.
I'm going to say 250,000. You're probably looking.
Yeah, it's a lot of people travel into these areas.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never know. We're also working with the weather. Mm-hmm. The weather is a big part, but if it's a beautiful sunny day, which Michigan needs right now, I think we'll be really busy.
I'm sure you will be, Lori, and I will be there right beside you, so we will be partying at the party at my place.
Great.
My first
All
one.
Right. Well, in Davisburg, again, we've got the classic car show going on, and we have many buildings to walk through and outside dealers, and there's a tractor club that's taking people on their tractors from the parking lot, bringing them in. So that's fun for the families. And just, you know, again, lots of nice people. We'll be raising the flag at 12 o'clock every day at all the events with our veterans, and that's a must. Everything stands still at noon, and we honor our country.
So thank you for that, Lori. Now, just quickly, the dates for Midland.
Date for Midland is June 2nd and 3rd.
Okay.
July 21, 22. In September 22nd, 23rd.
Okay, and
Davis? We have three in Midland.
Okay, Davisburg.
And then, but our first show is Davisburg, and that is May 5 and 6. And then we have a fall show, and that's October 6 and 7.
You are a busy lady. So, and where can they get to you? Website, Lori, what is it?
MIAntiqueFestival.com, or just Google our name, or get on our Facebook. We've got, I think almost 100,000 on Facebook. So,
you do.
Yeah, you know, get on our Facebook and you can get all the information. A lot of the dealers will tell you what they've got, what they're bringing in for each show.
Sure. Okay. Sounds great. So cheers to you and the 50th celebration of the Michigan Antique Festivals. This is Sue once again on the Party at My Place here with the Michigan Business Network. Party on, my friends, and we'll be right back.